The United Nations is set to begin an investigation of alleged corruption in the now-defunct Oil for Food program in Iraq. Secretary General Kofi Annan is meeting today with members of the Security Council to outline his plans for an inquiry. Members of the Iraqi Governing Council have charged that under Saddam Hussein, officials both inside and outside of Iraq made illegal profits from the humanitarian program. And there are charges that UN officials were involved. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The allegations first appeared in an Iraqi newspaper, which printed a list of some 270 people in 46 countries suspected of profiting from Iraq's oil sales. One of the names was that of UN official Benon Savan, former head of the Oil for Food program. He has denied the allegation against him. The United Nations is under pressure to respond to the charges, not only to protect its reputation, but because the U.S. wants to locate billions of dollars in hidden Iraqi assets. Kofi Annan already has begun an in-house probe of the matter, but he also wants to name an independent panel to investigate. The U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., John Negroponte, welcomed that decision.
I think he is responding to some of the criticisms and allegations that have been made, and I think he is taking a very constructive approach to dealing with these allegations.
In the late 1990s, UN diplomats and U.S. officials were well aware that the Iraqi government and its friends were skimming profits from the Oil for Food arrangement. The program allowed Iraq to use its oil to buy humanitarian goods to alleviate the punitive effect of UN sanctions on the Iraqi people. The U.S. General Accounting Office estimates that Saddam Hussein made over $4 billion in kickbacks from companies eager for business with Iraq. Issam Al-Kafaji works in Baghdad with a private organization called Iraq Revenue Watch, which encourages financial transparency. He says documents found in Iraq prove what everyone already knew, that Saddam imposed a surcharge on all foreign contracts.
This is the 10% kickback, and eventually it culminated into some kind of an auction. Companies knew the game, that if we lower the price and add 30% to pay to the kickbacks to the Iraqi government, we'll get these contracts.
There was little the UN could do about the scheme because Iraq negotiated the contracts. Now, as Iraq tries to get back on its feet after the war and the U.S. tries to pay the bills, some Iraqis and some U.S. officials demand an accounting. UN diplomats say not all members of the Security Council are enthusiastic about an investigation. France and Russia, which profited handsomely from contracts with Iraq, have reacted warily. French Ambassador Jean-Marc de Sablière says his government favors transparency, but wants clarification about what an independent panel would do. In Baghdad, Ahmed Chalabi of the Iraqi Governing Council says the council will conduct its own investigation. But Shamki Farage, head of Iraq's state-run Petroleum Import-Export Agency, says Iraqis should just move on.
I think, you know, what's gone is gone. It's to reopen the old books concerning this person or that person. Some of them may be very influential people, you know, somewhere in the world. I don't know.
Documents in Iraq pertaining to the issue presumably could be made available to any UN investigation. Again, Ambassador Negroponte.
We have already communicated to the Secretary General that we're prepared to cooperate in every possible way.
UN diplomats say Kofi Annan doesn't need but would like to get the Security Council's endorsement of an investigative panel. Annan is unlikely to seek a formal resolution, given the sensitivities about this issue, but diplomats say he would like to get a clear signal of support from the 15-nation council. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.